Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Next, we're going to Washington. There was an all-night talkathon on the House floor by Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy. He was arguing against the Build Back Better bill. Congressman Chris Jacobs is joining us this morning. How much did you see of that?
Good morning. I saw about 5 hours of it, and it was a heroic effort. Reminded me of the movie Mr. Smith Goes to Washington. And Leader McCarthy was trying in a very passionate way to ask and try to compel some on the other side to reconsider, to give this more thought about passing the largest single expenditure in our nation's history. One that I agree with him wholeheartedly. We cannot afford that's going to saddle future generations and that have really disastrous consequences. We just hit a record 30-year high on the level of inflation that we have right now. We're all feeling it, and this is only going to exacerbate that problem. So this is, a major expansion of government and 150 new government programs, and going to put on our national debt another, at a minimum, $400 billion. I think it'll be in the trillions when we really look at it. And this is at the point where our national debt is hitting the historic highs we never had. I mean, We're creeping up to the highest point to match and will surpass the highest debt level we ever had, which was after World War II. But the thing is, after World War II, our leaders came together and said, this is not good for the country. We need to work together to bring down the debt. And they, in the next decade, they did that dramatically and brought it under control. We're going exact opposite way. Last week, the first part of this program was passed, the so-called infrastructure. That's going to set $400 billion onto our national debt. And if this thing passes today, it'll be a minimum another $400 billion. That's $800 billion in 2 weeks of debt that's going to go on in the next 10 years. So this is really not a responsible piece of legislation. And let's keep in mind, we're saddling the nation with debt. And many more expenditures, entitlement programs, when we're looking at Social Security and Medicare being insolvent within the next decade. So we're not responsible in terms of our current obligations to our citizens.
Well, I hate to stop here, but we only have limited time. What's the alternative here? Because, you ask a lot of people, and we'll stick with the key idea of infrastructure, right? If you took this bill, and we know that it's not all going to roads and bridges, but even if it was, you could spend that amount of money and still not do the work that needs to be done. I mean, at some point, money needs to be spent. So where is the compromise need to be here?
Well, I've very much been in favor of a true infrastructure proposal. What was proposed last week, a very small percentage of it had to do with roads and bridges. There was a lot more Green New Deal initiatives, and this one here has subsidies for people making as much as $800,000 to be able to buy a Tesla. So, you know, I think we could have a really good bipartisan discussion truly on infrastructure. We're really talking roads and bridges and broadband, but not talking about this is a socialist wish list of extraordinaire that, you know, this is designed by AOC and others. This is not infrastructure. This is a massive expenditure. The welfare state is mass expenditure of entitlement programs, and we just will not be able to sustain this. And this is going to the reason I talk about debt is because it's not going to be paid for by us. It's going to be paid for by our children and our grandchildren by it being saddled with debt, and we're going to have a weaker nation as a result. So I'm going to continue to fight, and I salute Kevin McCarthy for doing it for 8 hours, trying to compel Democrats to think again. I think he got one. If he could get a couple more, we could get back to the drawing table and do something responsible.
Chris, thanks for the time this morning. That's Congressman Chris Jacobs joining us this morning, and Congressman GOP leader Kevin McCarthy held a talkathon overnight on the House floor, trying to delay the vote that is coming this morning on the Build Back Better bill. He spoke for 8 hours and 32 minutes.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.